From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Americans are living longer, and in most cases, that comes with more healthcare costs, especially at the end of life. In a study this year, researchers at the University of Missouri found more Americans are preparing for the end of life through conversations and legal documents. KBIA's Michaela Tucker reports.
Every 2 years since 1992, the Health and Retirement Study has collected information about health, income, and healthcare costs on 20,000 Americans over the age of 50 to find out how they transition into later life. Here at the University of Missouri, health sciences professor Needi Khosla and her research team use the study's data to examine which populations are participating in end-of-life planning. She says they took a broad view of what that planning entails.
Informal conversations with family and friends, living wills, and durable power of attorney for healthcare.
What they found was, across the board, more Americans are planning for the end of life, regardless of education, race, or socioeconomic status. But even with the growing number, MU Family Medicine professor Carla Washington says one big misconception may be keeping more Americans from formal end-of-life planning.
Advanced care planning is not something that requires an attorney.
And she says planning for the end of life is simpler than you might think.
It's something that you can do with information that's freely available online.
In Missouri, the Attorney General's Office provides a free document called Life Choices to guide patients through the process of filling out an advance directive. This end-of-life document specifies what life-saving procedures a patient wants and doesn't want, and who will make those decisions if the patient is incapacitated. Putting together an advance directive isn't expensive either. Actually, as Professor Khosla points out, it's possible for these documents to help save money.
Especially when a lot of care at the end of life is expensive and unwanted.
75% of healthcare spending comes from managing chronic diseases in the last 2 years of life, according to the Dartmouth Atlas of Healthcare. Having an advance directive can limit those costs. In La Crosse, Wisconsin, for example, 96% of residents have an advance care directive, and Medicare spending there for the last 2 years of life is the lowest in the nation. Beyond the forms and the cost of care, Washington says it's important to have conversations about the end of life so doctors, family, and friends understand a patient's values.
It's really impossible for a form to encapsulate all of the different scenarios that could occur at end of life.
Missouri's Life Choices document helps patients think about the end of their life with questions like, how would you like to be remembered? And what would you like the last week of your life to be like? Those can be uncomfortable to answer, but having that conversation early with healthcare providers and family can make the end of life a little more manageable. For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Michaela Tucker.